probably wondering what bullying is. One, to treat in an overbearing or intimidating manner. Two, to make one's way aggressively. Three, to force one's way aggressively or by intimidation.
All right, box, short box.
Scott, talk something else, please.
No, Joe, who the fuck's net is this?
This is not a net.
Get the fuck out of here, then. The SEC is listening.
If they listen to you, Mikey, why the heck are you still on the radio? Well, your renewal is coming up anyway.
I run things right.
See what you've done.
Who the fuck is talking when I'm talking? I'm fucking net control. You get that?
In net control. Come
yeah,
on.
Get the fuck out of here, Joe. Anyway, you're pissing me off. Joe, there's no excuse for you. I'm calling the sheriff's department on Monday over the shit. Get out of here, Joe. I mean, what is the thing? You go to the round table? You think you're going to intimidate me? You think you're going to intimidate me, Joe?
Oh, come on, Mikey.
You think you're going to intimidate me? You're sitting here to intimidate me? No, just shut up, you little bastard from hell. But the idea is to destroy all the economies, destroy everything, destroy all the economies, destroy the national economies, because they want to get rid of the government of the United States of America and the governments of other countries, which is the only thing that stands between corporate rule and the people. So either you rule by...
are we running short, Mark?
What?
I was going to ask you if I could make a comment.
In a minute.
I thought we were running short blocks. That's why I jumped in.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey.
Anyway, hey. Don't get out of here.
You be quiet, Mike.
Jesus, when he comes back and starts preaching.
You better stop it right now.
Hey, Joe.
No, you listen here, Sonny Boy.
Hey, don't you start that Sonny Boy shit. I'll call the sheriff's office on Monday.
Okay, all right, Mikey.
I'm over this shit.
All right, Mikey, okay.
I'm over this shit, man. You've been being blackmailed, and I don't know if your wife's been being blackmailed or not.
Okay, Mikey, okay, buddy.
All right, shut the fuck up then. Thank you.
See, I don't think the rich people want to see the world economy destroyed.
They do, because what they want to do, the opportunity to do, is to buy up everybody's shit, all right? To privatize everything, and then we'll have a total rentier society, R-E-N-T-I-E-R, rentier society.
Yeah,
and you won't be able to own land, you won't be able to own your place.
Yeah,
it will be rented to you by the lords and ladies, just like it was during feudalism. And that's what's going on. And all the government, all these national parks, that the people are part of the commonwealth, and all these other things that are part of the commons, our airports, our infrastructure, and all the other stuff will belong to the lords and ladies. And that's what's going on. We're going back to feudalism, and that's what they want. And we're just slaves. They want us as slaves or serfs or whatever you want to call us. But there'll be a small enforcement class, you know, like with the thugs and those black, you know, the truncheons and the pepper spray and all this other stuff. The security forces that we now have that got boosted, they're getting boosted up again after 911. They actually cheered them. They actually set up a situation where they could cheer the police state in Boston. And that's what's going on. And not only that, it's really coming clear now that the FBI, if nothing else, allowed this to happen, or the security agencies, including the FBI, allowed Boston bombing to happen, because the war against terrorism, war on terrorism, was starting to lull. There was a lull there, and the money wasn't going into it. You know, there were some people starting to realize that they were getting poorer and poorer, trying to be secure. And this was a propaganda move. This was a proper thing to do. It was a place to set up the big lie. And the authorities allowed Boston to happen so they could pump up the terror war again, scare people, and cheer the police state, you know, as they were driving out of their neighborhoods after
jerking them out of their houses with no warrants over and over again. And it was played up that way, even though a lot of people said, what in the hell is going on? You know, a lot of people shouldn't even come to their door. Make them break it down. A for a B.